This is Akashvani, the news read by Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has addressed the Parliament of the Republic of Ghana in the capital, Accra. Noting the friendship between India and Ghana, the Prime Minister said the relationship between the two nations knows no bounds and is sweeter than Ghana's famous sugarloaf pineapple.
When we look at Ghana, we see a nation that shines with courage, that rises above history, that meets every challenge with dignity and grace. Your commitment to democratic ideals and inclusive progress truly makes Ghana a beacon of inspiration for the entire African continent.
Speaking on democracy, Prime Minister Modi described India as the mother of democracy, stressing the importance of openness and dialogue in a democratic setup. Prime Minister Modi has also been conferred with the Officer of the Order of the Star of Ghana, the country's highest civilian honour, by President John Mahama. Prime Minister Modi has reached Port of Spain in Trinidad and Tobago for the second leg of his five-nation tour. This is his first visit to the country as Prime Minister and the first bilateral visit at the Prime Ministerial level to Trinidad and Tobago since 1999. During his two-day visit, the Prime Minister will hold talks with the President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Kala Kangalu, and Prime Minister Kamla Prasad Bisesar. The Prime Minister will address a joint session of the Parliament of Trinidad and Tobago. The Defence Acquisition Council has accorded acceptance of necessity for 10 capital acquisition proposals amounting to over 1 lakh crore rupees through indigenous sourcing. Under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, the Council approved the procurement of armoured recovery vehicles, electronic warfare system, integrated common inventory management system for the tri-services, and surface-to-air missiles. Union Minister of State for Cooperation Krishan Pal Gurjar has inaugurated the Bharat Organics Mela 2025 at the World Trade Center in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Gurjar said the Bharat Organics Mela exemplifies how the cooperative model can empower small farmers and bring safe, organic food to Indian households. He said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government has adopted whole-of-government approach to bring the vision of Sahkar Se Samriddhi to reality. Information and Broadcasting Ministry has proposed amendments to the policy guidelines for television rating agencies originally issued in 2014. The proposed draft has removed some restrictive provisions for media houses to allow more players to democratize and modernize the television audience measurement ecosystem in the country. Currently, Broadcast Audience Research Council, BARC, is the only agency providing TV ratings. The proposed amendments aim to allow multiple agencies to foster healthy competition, bring in new technologies and provide more reliable and representative data, especially for connected TV platforms. The ministry has invited feedback from stakeholders and the general public within 30 days of the issuance of the draft. Normal life in Himachal Pradesh has been severely affected due to continuous monsoon rains. The Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rain today, while an orange alert has been issued for heavy to very heavy rainfall from tomorrow till the 9th of this month. Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, the first Indian astronaut on the International Space Station, is working to develop a brain-computer interface in the orbital lab. U.S. space agency NASA shared in a blog post that Shukla, who is a part of the Axiom Space Mission 4 along with a fellow astronaut, Slavoj Uznanski Wisniewski from Poland, partnered together in Columbus Laboratory and studied using near-infrared technology to record brain activity for constructing brain-chip interfaces. In cricket, Shubman Gill made history as the first Indian and Asian captain to score a double century in a test match in England. His brilliant 269-run innings powered India to 587 in their first innings against England on day two of the second test in the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Edgbaston yesterday. In reply, the hosts were 77 for 3 in their first innings at stumps, trailing by 510 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.